For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, if you've been wondering about new developments in wash day products, here's sensational news I'm certain will surprise you. News that means a sparkling clean wash for you. Deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this news was demonstrated to women recently in actual washing demonstrations, and today you can hear in her own words what one of the women present at such a demonstration saw. Listen to Mrs. Guy C. Wallace of Flushing, New York.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least, I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me that Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, here's something you can do next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more important, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell windblown fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean. Sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, has Cousin Sylvester at last revealed his true nature? We know his wicked plan to make Faye fall in love with him, his objective, of course, being Faye's money. But suddenly, Sylvester made advances to Faye, which were far from welcome. And Faye gazed at him in horrified astonishment. On the other hand, Faye doesn't want any trouble, knowing how much Ma loves the cousin. What will Faye do? At long last, will Ma and Faye and the folks discover the truth about the greedy cousin? Well, it's the middle of the morning now, and we find that Faye has a caller. It's Gladys Pendleton who comes up to the front porch.
Hello? Anybody home? Faye?
Got somebody at the door?
I'm around here. I'm in the garden.
Oh, in the garden.
Hello, Faye. I'm coming around. Gladys.
Gladys? Yes, it is. Morning, Gladys.
And what a beautiful sight this is. Mistress Mary among her silver bells and cockle shells. And in a sunbonnet, too.
And where, oh, where do you get an outfit like that? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Oh, Gladys is so cute. Sit down.
Thanks for the kind words. Got it in Bermuda. Pedal pushers.
With your color, it's just perfect.
Hi.
Hi. You come over to help me garden?
Nope. Come over to gossip.
Oh. Well, that's nice of you.
Sure. The most dramatic thing that's happened in Rushville Center since they put the railroad through. It's not every night that the country club sees a maiden in distress. Or is it?
I suppose I was very silly last night, asking you and your friend to drive me home.
Silly? Not at all. You were absolutely within your
rights. He's very nice, your friend. I'm afraid I didn't catch his name, but he's very polite as well as distinguished looking.
Well, never mind about him. We're talking about you. I came over full of first aid for my bruised and tender little flower, Faye. Was that gorilla cousin of yours waiting for you when you got home?
No. And please don't call him names, Gladys. Sylvester is our cousin, and And I'm not sure I wasn't a perfect little fool last night running away from it.
What? Hey, what goes on? Did that baboon make a pass at you last night, or didn't he?
Up until last night, he'd been a perfect gentleman. Date after date, week after week.
Well, it's finally the sheep's clothing didn't fit anymore, and the big bad wolf showed through. So why are you suddenly of the opinion the fault is yours?
He called up last night after I got home, and he apologized all over the place. And don't you think it's as much the fault of the girl as the man when a man gets fresh? I've always thought so.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Your fault, you mean? Oh, don't be so innocent. Say, you know you didn't lead him on.
Maybe I led him on without ever knowing it. And yes, I am innocent. Maybe I've gotten sort of old maidish during the years I've been a widow. Maybe that's why I was so surprised and so offended when finally he tried to kiss me. Isn't it possible, Gladys?
Oh, sure. Perfectly possible. Except for the fact that it's absolute nonsense, it's very coherent and logical. What's gotten into you, Fay? Last night you were ready to wipe the floor with the guy. Today you think maybe the fault is yours.
You see, honey, Ma's very fond of Benita, his mother. And Sylvester himself's been just wonderful to Ma and to me and to Paulette. Oh, Gladys, I don't want to bore you with family troubles, but if I quarrel with Sylvester, Mara feels just terrible. We've had so many worries and troubles these past weeks. And what I said before is right, Gladys. I haven't been going out much during the past few years. I think I have become sort of prissy. You know, stuffy. I think I ought to give Sylvester another chance.
Poor old baby. I don't know why I set myself up as an expert. But on the subject of your cousin Sylvester, and on the subject of men in general, Gladys Pendleton has the X-ray eye. You're not stuffy, say, or prissy, or old maidish, or out of touch, or anything like that. My friend Faye Perkins is the warmest, the most alive, the most womanly, the most feminine woman I know. And I think
you're glad as I love you. You're so wonderful for my morale.
Well, you and I are a funny combination, Faye. Maybe the year we're both 60 we'll just sit down and really open up our hearts to each other. But anyway, as I was saying, you're not a fuddy-duddy. You're a great deal more warm, anyhow more feminine than I am. I have a certain cold quality which antagonizes a lot of men, but not you. Were you ever afraid to kiss your husband?
Paul? Good heavens.
Of course not. And when you were in love with Dr. Andrew White, you loved to hold him in your arms, didn't you?
I'm not sure I see what you're leading up to, but yes, I kissed Andrew.
And when you think about the future, when you think of getting married again, I don't mean to anyone in particular. I mean to some nameless man whose face you don't even see clearly. But you don't have any doubts that you'll be 100% woman, do you?
I want to be 100% woman.
And so you see, the fault isn't yours, Faye. You have kisses within your own nature. Don't you worry about that. The fault is 100% this crazy, no-good cousin of yours.
Gladys.
I mean it. Your trouble is that you're too nice, Faye. You get home and you start thinking about your wonderful mother, Ma Perkins, and how much she loves the cousins. And then Mr. Sylvester calls you up on the phone and hands you that soft stuff. And I suppose you've been lonesome during the years and confused. But I repeat, say, that your cousin Sylvester is a hideous and repulsive example of 100% waste effort in a pair of pants.
Gladys, I'm very grateful for all the nice things you've said about me, but really, Gladys, dear, you just mustn't talk that way about Cousin Sylvester.
And why mustn't I? How hard do you want me to hit your face? By golly, I think I'll tell you the facts of life. Do you know that on the night I met your Cousin Sylvester, on the night you brought him over to my house, remember when I gave that little party?
Mm-hmm.
He followed me into the kitchen twice.
And each time I had to get a little tough with him to keep him away from me. And what's more, between that time and this, your cousin Sylvester has called me up 3 times. How about a little party, kiddo? Just you and me. A big baboon. I wouldn't be caught dead going out with him.
Gladys, you're not being very nice.
Of course I'm not being nice. I'm trying to save you from making a very bad mistake. Your motives are wonderful, Faye. Your motives include modesty. They include a love for your family. They include everything generous, which is why the whole world loves Faye Perkins. But good as your motives are, they're leading you to a terrible conclusion. I tell you to your face, Faye, your cousin Sylvester is no good.
Gladys.
Take this now. The two of you sitting with all the other flowers. You look like a pair of flowers yourself.
Hello, Ma.
Hello, Ma.
Oh, that color is so becoming, Gladys. Here, now, don't let me interrupt whatever you're talking about. How's your mother and your father, Gladys?
They're fine, thank you, Ma.
I forgot that you're going out to see Shuffle this afternoon, Ma. Excuse me, Gladys, I have to go in. Oh, Gladys, come to the beach with Paulette and me this afternoon, will you? I want to talk to you some more.
Okay, it's a deal. I'll pick you up at 1 o'clock.
Thanks, honey. And I do mean thanks.
Oh, you're looking well, Gladys.
Ma, you've gotten very attached to those cousins of yours, haven't you?
Why, I've always been attached to Cousin Benita, Gladys. She's the last one of the Perkinses. Last tie to my husband, Jeanette says. Benita's a real fine person. And she ain't had an easy life.
Oh, golly. A Perkins family. So generous. So kind. And one day they wake up and they discover people have taken advantage of them. They're so very nice. And so very innocent.
What do you mean, Betty?
Nothing, Ma. I'm just thinking out loud.
Ladies, there's a new wash day thrill waiting for you the first time you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol, because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats grimy dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxidol. They're dazzling white and bright. You can feel they're soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so Gladys delivers a strong warning to Faye. But Faye still hasn't decided. Won't the folks ever learn the truth about the cousin? Well, the cousins decide that they have to move fast and sweep Faye off her feet tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.